Well, good afternoon to you all, wherever you may be listening. Thank you for joining us. This week we'll be taking a look at three events where we will analyse betting options at the Wells Fargo Championship on the PGA Tour. The Quail Hollow Golf Club is the host venue, as it has been for some years now. Pretty good lineup as well, which we'll run through in just a moment. On the Asian Tour and the European Tour, jointly sanctioned event in Shenzhen in China, the Volvo China Open being played at the Ginzon Golf Club in Shenzhen. The first time the event's been played here since 2014 and only the second time ever on this particular golf course. And on the LPGA Tour, the ladies are at the Lake Merced Golf Club near San Francisco. In fact, in Daly City, just outside of San Francisco and adjacent to the Olympic Club, of course, host for the 2012 US Open, amongst other significant events. But before we start with the Wells Fargo Championship, let's have a quick look back at last week. We had a little bit of success amongst those selections we had on both the European Tour and Morocco. Jorge Campillo broke through for his first win. He was at $21 and was certainly one of the players we mentioned there. Minji Lee, I know the odds weren't particularly long, but amongst the few players that we suggested would win there, she was one of them and she got home at $13. No joy on the PGA Tour. Always difficult to pick a winner of a team's event. We were unable to have any luck in that particular tournament. But certainly a nice collect on Jorge Campillo, who may also be a factor this week in China. And Minji Lee breaking through for her fifth win on the LPGA Tour at $13, getting across the line there in Los Angeles. Well, let's start with the Wells Fargo Championship on the PGA Tour. We'll have a look at betting prospects this week. Rory McIlroy's been twice a winner here. His first PGA Tour win was here back in 2010. He's had four other top tens in the event. He was second in 2012, so clearly it's a golf course that he has a great comfort zone on. He's at $6.50 though, which is very, very short. 21st at the Masters. He was ninth at the Dell Match Play. He did win the Players, so he's been generally in pretty darn good form this season. So he's the likely favourite, given his form on the golf course and the fact that he's been pretty prevalent in several significant events this year. So as I said, it's $6.50 for Rory McIlroy. Jason Day is the defending champion. He was fifth at Augusta. He configured his performance at the team's event where he paired with Adam Scott. They missed the cut there, but I don't think you can really draw any conclusions from that. He was eighth at the Players a few weeks prior to that. He was also ninth at his second last start here back in 2012, so it was a long time between drinks, you might say, for Jason Day in this particular event, but he returned last year and won the tournament. So like McIlroy, it's a golf course where he has a real comfort zone, and at $10, well, I suppose reasonable odds for Jason Day. Ricky Fowler's at $11. He did win this event in 2012. He was fourth in 2016. He was 21st last year, so he too has a liking for the Quail Hollow layout. He was ninth at the Masters, 17th in Texas. It's been nearly a year since he missed a cut anywhere, so he's become a very, very consistent player, Ricky Fowler. And given the fact that he's had a win on the golf course, I like his chances this week. Paul Casey was fifth last year. He was 12th in 2017. He did miss the cut at the Masters, Paul Casey, but his form prior to that was very good. He won at the Valspar tournament. He was third in Mexico. He was second at Pebble Beach. So at $29 for Paul Casey, I think those are odds that it's certainly worth considering as far as a potential a contender for the title is concerned. Sergio Garcia is at $26. He did miss the cut at the Masters, but he had several top tens part of that. He's not played here often. Last time came in 2013 when he finished 16th. But he is Sergio Garcia, who had a pretty good week at the team's event last week. I know we can't read too much into that. He played with Tommy Fleetwood. They finished, I think, in second position there, but a good confidence-boosting performance for him, no doubt. And at $26, he'll attract his supporters, I don't doubt. And Tony Finau, solid finishes here each time he's played. He was 21st, 28th, and 16th in the three times that he's been here. He's a much better player now, a very consistent performer. He was fifth at the Masters, and he finished fifth when he played with Tiger Woods on the final day, which must have been quite a distraction for him. So for him to finish fifth there, I think, suggests that Tony Finau may well be a factor this week. So that's the Wells Fargo Championship. Rory McIlroy at $6.50, Jason Day at $10, Ricky Fowler at $11, Tony Finau at $19, Sergio Garcia at $26, and Paul Casey at $29 are my thoughts and prospects for this week. We'll head across to the West Coast, to San Francisco, and to the Lake Merced Country Club, or the Lake Merced Golf Club in Daly City. This the LPGA Tour event, Minji Lee at $10. She'll probably start the favourite. She's been a winner over this golf course in a junior US amateur championship. Great form. She's now the world number two. She was beaten in a playoff last year here behind Lydia Ko. So this is a golf course that clearly suits her eye. And given the fact that she's been playing so brilliantly this season, twice second, once third, and of course the win last week, suggests that she will be a real factor again this week, will Minji Lee. Brooke Henderson's at $11. She did win in Hawaii. She was 10th in LA last week. She was just average here last year, admittedly, but she's such a good player, Brooke Henderson. At $11, she's got to be a consideration. Lydia Ko, she's been a three-time winner at this venue. We know she's not in particularly good form by her standards at the moment, but maybe she's not all that far from it. And coming back to a venue where she's had such tremendous success, then I think Lydia Ko at $15 is probably at least worth consideration. And Amy Yang, I know I keep mentioning Amy Yang most weeks, but she struggles to win, but she certainly often contends. She was sixth here in 2015, did not play last year. She was fifth last week after challenging on Sunday, was Amy Yang. So I think at $21, she's certainly worth considering at those sort of odds. So Minji Lee at $10, Brooke Henderson at $11, Lydia Ko at $15, and Amy Yang at $21 are my prospects or selections for the MediHeal Championship on the PGA Tour. On the Asian and European Tour, this jointly sanctioned event being played in Shenzhen in China at the Genzon Golf Club, the first time they've played this event here since 2014, and only the second time at this venue. Alexander Levy, the Frenchman, the winner here in 2014, but the problem with Levy, in fact, he's won this tournament twice, only once on this golf course, admittedly, but the problem with Levy is that he's not in particularly good form at the moment, and that's my concern about his chances this week. So we've got to look at some of the others. Li Hao Tong, obviously China's leading ranked player and the leading ranked player in the field this week. He's certainly been doing okay, not spectacularly, but okay in the bigger events in the US. He played with Tiger Woods in the opening couple of rounds at the Masters. He made the cut there, which was an achievement in itself, given the hullabaloo surrounding Tiger Woods. He did win this event in 2016, admittedly on another venue, did Li Hao Tong. And as I said, he's become one of the leading players in the world in more recent times, and certainly China's rising star. Jorge Campillo did win last week in Morocco, finally breaking through for the first win of his career on the European Tour. He's had four top threes in his last five starts, including that win last week. Third in this event last year at a different venue, admittedly. But he's at $19, and given the form that he's in at the moment and the confidence the win last week will give him, I think he's certainly well worth an investment on as Jorge Campillo, the Spaniard. Eric Van Rooyen, the South African, he's been twice second in his last five starts. He's been sixth and 15th also, so he's in very, very good form. He's becoming a very good player as Eric Van Rooyen, and he's at $19. And the other player that I think is probably worth a bit of a consideration is the defending champion, Alexander Bjork, the Swedish golfer, who was ninth last week. A lot of good finishes last year, including second at the British Masters. He's at $26. A good performance, as I said, last week in Morocco when he finished inside the top 10. And given the fact that he's a defending champion, admittedly on another venue and another golf course, but there's a bit to like about his chances, Alexander Bjork. A lot of Australians in the field, given the fact that it's jointly sanctioned. Players from both the Australians from both the European and Asian tours in the field. Scott Hand, Min Moon Lee, Jason Scrivener, Jake McLeod, Brett Rumford, Zach Murray to name but a few. Wade Ormsby is $7.50, playing okay. I think at $7.50 to be the leading Australian, those are pretty good odds for Wade Ormsby. So if you were considering a bet on the leading Australian, he may well be the one. I know Scott Hand won just a few weeks ago in Malaysia, but he's been pretty inconsistent around that win. And that's the concern for those that consider Scott Hand a chance this week. So just quickly again through those players at the Volvo China Open, Li Hao Tong, the Chinese golfer, Jorge Campillo from Spain, Eric Van Rooyen from South Africa, and Alexander Bjork from Sweden. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.